This is Seattle's Morning News. I'm Aaron Gordillo in this morning for Dave Ross. Colleen O'Brien here as well. And hey, Colleen, we're in the top five for the wrong reason this time.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
We are among the worst cities in the nation when it comes to porch piracy.
We have Sergeant Sean Whitcomb from the Seattle Police Department in with us to talk about how we can protect ourselves against porch pirates and how the Seattle Police Department is protecting us against porch pirates, too.
Yeah, porch pirates are the absolute worst. Everyone has this anticipation where they buy something online. You've got this thing that you're tracking, and there's all this care that goes into showing you that it's left this facility, and it's en route to an airport, and now it's on a truck, and it's loaded up.
There.
And you get home, and guess what? Your package isn't. It's like, well, what could have? I wonder if my neighbor picked it up.
No. Nope.
Probably not. Yeah. Package thieves, they will go to these porches. They will grab the packages. They have no idea. Like, it could be
your next ship
bird seed.
Yeah.
It could be soap. It could be a high-end camera. Like, you just don't know. So there's this element of gambling. And then hopefully they get something of value that they can turn around and resell. At the same time, it's no different than breaking into a car and stealing a duffel bag. It could be someone's stinky gym clothes, or it could, you know, hold a notebook computer and a bunch of cash.
So we're what, fifth in the nation for package theft? What are you guys doing, huh?
Well, the good news is that people are reporting it because that helps us with the data. Believe it or not, some people, they have their stuff stolen, they just reorder it. By reporting it to us, we know where it's happening and, more likely than not, who's doing it, because so many of these crimes are done by the same people. They're prolific offenders. Crime overall, especially property crime, is down this year. But at the same time, this is one of those areas where because we have such a dense city and so many people who work so hard and don't have time to shop, they order everything online.
Yeah.
It's just a target-rich environment. And so, like, we've heard the stories of, you know, people following the truck and snatching the packages.
I've seen the video surveillance. So many people have those cameras on their doorbells.
Yeah, the Ring
now.
Doorbell cameras. Is that one of the big tools that you guys use to track them down?
Ring is absolutely great. So the thieves have fallen the delivery trucks. We followed them, too, with undercover detectives.
Oh, nice.
So it's like it's this game of cat and mouse. But the whole point is, if you're expecting something that is valuable to you, don't take a chance with that. Everyone has the ability to have something delivered to a storage locker, or, you know, pick it up at the facility. I know it's inconvenient, but if you've ordered some high-end electronic, you want to make sure that's going to get into your hands.
Is it a unit that you put together around this time of year to follow and try to catch these porch pirates?
So I don't want to talk about this year specifically, but I can tell you that in the past, we have done focused efforts around this time of year with our undercover major crimes investigations detectives, specifically looking for prolific thieves and yes, going as far as following trucks to make sure no one else is following the truck.
It's like a protective unit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Does this mean you have a database of potential porch pirates?
Not really a database so much as just the intelligence and diligence of our detectives who are focused on this work. As you mentioned with the Ring cameras, I mean, we get pictures of people who steal.
Right.
In some cases, it's just like, well, we don't know who that is. But in other cases, it's like, oh, really? That person again?
We just had an article in MyNorthWest.com about Seattle police arresting somebody believed to be a prolific porch pirate, a 34-year-old woman. How many things do you have to steal to be called prolific is my question.
So, I mean, the deal with prolific offenders is most thieves are actually pretty good at their craft. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to commit far more crimes than they usually get held accountable for. It's great if we can tie every burglary to a thief or every car break-in to a thief, but the fact is we can't because there's usually not that forensic evidence that we would need to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they did it. So when we do catch someone who steals a package, breaks into a car, or breaks into a house, or steals a car, there's a great deal of satisfaction because we know typically it's not the first offense, typically driven by chemical dependency. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, and there needs to be intervention. And we're working really hard with law enforcement assisted diversion. You know, there's a drug court, but ultimately, you know, the police mission here is to find out who's doing it, making sure they get identified. Typically, that identification process also involves getting booked into jail and then making sure we've got a really good case for either the city attorney or the King County prosecutor to look at.
Do victims ever get their stuff back once you arrest a porch pirate?
Sometimes. Sometimes. We actually, if we take down a big case, like we just had a case where we had taken down a theft ring that was operating in our downtown core. This was the prolific shoplifters who go into some of our downtown merchants, and we returned, it was well over $70,000 worth of property. Wow. And usually, here's the thing with property. Most people, it's like it's upsetting. Hopefully they can replace it, but it's those things that have the sentimental value, like people's jewelry, and that's what really
And I can't tell you
us.
How many stories we've done where people's, the loved ones' ashes get stolen,
oh
too.
My
I mean,
gosh.
That's just
terrible.
Heartbreaking when that happens,
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. So I suppose, yeah, put it into perspective if this happens, and you are saying, yes, Seattle Police, we're on it. We've got patrols out. We're not going to say exactly where or who or what they look like, but you're on it.
Yeah, and we're motivated. We want to make sure that these folks get held accountable because we know that for every crime that they get caught for, they've probably committed dozens.
Seattle Police Sergeant Sean Whitcomb, thanks so much for coming in today.
Always a pleasure, guys.